Today is April 19th, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, and I'm your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Please join me in prayer. Generous God, you gave us life. Now we give our lives back to you by serving others. We present ourselves, our work and play, our joys and sorrows, our thoughts and deeds, our gifts and resources, to be used by you for the sake of all people everywhere. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That was Hear, O My Lord, sung by the CMU Chamber Choir. Our theme is Good News for the Sharing, and I will be speaking today on a scripture text from Luke chapter 24. As we move in time beyond Easter, the reality of the experience remains with us. The Christ that was in history is still in history, doing good, filling the lives of believers with hope and confidence for ongoing life in the world. The first witnesses to the resurrected Jesus have communicated their experience to all succeeding generations of believers, including ourselves. The risen Jesus appeared to those first witnesses and spoke encouraging words to them, which they in turn passed on to us in the text of Luke. Listen to those words and let them become for you as well words of comfort and hope. The risen Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands. He blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. I want to pick up two items from that text for our reflection this morning: the commissioning of the disciples, and the blessing they received from the risen Jesus. The content of the commission in this Gospel of Luke is very simple. The commissioned ones are to call forth repentance, resulting in the forgiveness of sins. Repentance involves a change of heart and mind. Or to put it more vividly, repentance is like doing a U-turn on the road. The direction one is going is wrong-headed, otherwise called sinful. The sins that people commit on the road of life are simply acts of wrongdoing, which usually inflict harm, to one degree or another, on someone else. That direction of thought and life is contrary to the way of Jesus. Jesus committed himself to serving others, not depriving them, not hurting them. The disciples are commissioned to bring that good news to the ears of all who dare to listen. It is the good news that sins can be forgiven and a wrong direction in life reversed. That is what's so good about the good news of Jesus. The wrongdoing does not cling to the wrongdoer once the U-turn has been made. The person is freed from the guilt of sins, freed to do good instead of evil, freed to speak the truth instead of lies, freed to offer help to others instead of harm. The second point in the text that deserves emphasis involves the blessing. The risen Jesus, having commissioned his followers with the good news, lifted up his hands and blessed his audience. That is precisely what the Jewish high priest did at the temple prayers in Jerusalem. The people who had come to the temple to worship their God did not leave until the priest had come out from the sacred space to lift up his hands over the people and offer the blessing of God upon them. When that was done, the people could go off to their homes with confidence and courage. God was on their side. Well, the risen Jesus did the same for his new audience. He had become their new high priest, one entitled to bestow the spiritual benefits of Almighty God with his uplifted hands. And now I leave you, my audience, with two questions arising out of those two points. Are you headed in the right direction in life this morning? If you are, then you are free from guilt and free to serve your neighbor and your God. Are you waiting for the blessing of the risen Jesus? It will come over you and through you as you wait for it in faith. Amen. That was Do Not Let Your Hearts Be Troubled, sung by the CMU Chamber Choir. Rudy Friesen is the controller at the university and is with me today on our program. Welcome, Rudy.
Thank you, George. It's good to be here.
Now, tell me, what exactly is the function of a controller at the Canadian Mennonite University?
Well, the duties of the controller are financial in nature. So it's my responsibility to supervise and manage the accounting procedures for the university. We look after the day-to-day tasks of invoicing students and others. We look after receiving payment and recording that in our books and, of course, also depositing it in the bank. We look after paying bills and developing our banking systems and services. and we ensure that we operate in compliance with regulated policies and procedures. I provide financial reports to various departments. However, this has now been automated to a fairly large extent, and so that becomes less. Also, I prepare reports for provincial and federal government departments and for Statistics Canada. I should add that all of this is made possible through the very fine work done by my assistants, Amy and Candace, for whom I am very grateful and with whom it is a pleasure to work.
Well, that's beyond my qualification for sure. Do you find your job rewarding?
Yes, I do. Firstly, on the level of the actual work, I find that there are sufficient challenges and variations to prevent my work from feeling like it is mundane, and I appreciate that. The challenges have been magnified to some extent by the introduction of a new integrated software system. So when a new procedure finally functions as desired, there is a certain sense of accomplishment that feels good. On another level, I must say that I feel greatly rewarded, be it by being able to work in a wonderful Christian environment, rubbing shoulders with staff and faculty on a regular basis, and enjoying lunch and coffee times together have been mentally stimulating and very rewarding.
Well, what are some of your concerns and goals in your office as controller? I'm sure you have some.
Well, one of my main concerns in these economic times is that we will be able to continue to offer quality post-secondary education so that our students will be able to get good education at an affordable cost and that the enrollment then will remain strong. This, of course, will help to keep our finances healthy.
You're doing great work there. I've only come to know you recently, Rudy, and I hope you don't mind me inquiring into another aspect of your life. Do you belong to a church community? Or?
Yes. Sue and I are members of the Bethel Mennonite Church in Winnipeg here, and we have been very warmly received by this congregation, and we truly enjoy worshiping and fellowshipping with them.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us today, Rudy.
It has been my pleasure.
All the best to you.
Thank you.
Here are some upcoming events at CMU in which you may want to participate. April 25th is the annual spring concert at 7:30 p.m. in the Loan Athletic Center. Free admission to that concert. April 26th is the CMU convocation at 2:30 p.m. in the Loan Athletic Center. May 3rd is worship at CMU for young adults at 7:30 p.m. in the Great Hall. May 4th to 8th is the School of Writing at CMU with many instructors who bring their expertise and commitment to students wishing to develop skills in creative writing. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website at cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. That's our program for today. You can also find the broadcast on our website, cmu.ca. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P, 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.